Welcome everyone to the Dark Forest. I hope you're ready for some spooky, scary stories tonight. Shout out to my channel members and my patrons. Bumps in the Night, Your Ex-Husband, Edward Head, Creepy Clown Girl, Brian Clough, Sammy Bradford, Evil Monkey Ninja Gamer, Matthew Bauer, Josh Reviews Incorporated, Creepy Clown Girl again, and Jimmy. Now, without further ado, let's get spooky. This story is vaguely familiar to me as it happened when I was a child. My family was camping at the Oklahoma City KOA. I must have been 7, maybe 8 years old at the time. My memory does not have extreme details as I was a kid and I barely remember last week. But I figured I would send you what I could remember in detail, that maybe it would warn people in Oklahoma to be more observant of their children, even if it's at a KOA. I was playing with a few other kids that were also camping there with their families. Myself, I was an only child, and my parents had left me there to play for a couple of hours while they set everything up for that night. They were within eyes of view, so it wasn't like they just dropped me off and left me there unattended. They were only a few spots away from the actual playground area. I remember I was just playing on the jungle gym, and I started hearing these weird noises. We all did. All us kids I'm referring to. They were loud groans and grunts and stuff like that. We didn't know if it was just some guys messing with us nearby the playground, or if it was some kind of animal. All I could remember, because again, I was young, I was playing on the playground with my then friends. I happened to glance in the direction of one of the noises that occurred, and that's when I saw this large blackened silhouette far off in the distance by the trees. It startled me at first. I stopped playing and just stared. Freaked out, really. The only thing I could remember about that figure was that it was really tall, and its eyes were glowing, like a reddish color. And it was just standing there, watching. I was hiking with my friends in Washington a couple years back. I'm referring to the state of Washington, not Washington, D.C. on the East Coast. Hiking is something that me and my friends do on a regular basis, especially on the weekends. We don't go out every single weekend, but we do go out at least 2 or 3 times a month. We live in a smaller town in the northern part of the state. There terribly isn't too much to do, but it's too gorgeous to pass up and not do anything. I remember there was 3 of us at this particular time, myself, Jeremy, and Will. I was kind of the person that would rather just be lazy and go camping, but Will, on the other hand, was the opposite. He'd rather go hiking and go back to his movies. Jeremy, on the other hand, was kind of a follower in the group. He was a couple of years younger than us, and he pretty much just said yes to whatever me and Will decided. So on this hike, it's about a 3-mile round-trip hike back to the parking lot. Nothing too hardcore for the unexperienced people that just do it periodically like ourselves. As we're on this hike, we started hearing these howling noises. That's typical for Washington, and a lot of other states as well, as a lot of states have wolves, and pretty much most of them have coyotes of some sort. But these howls were singular, meaning it was only coming from one entity somewhere off in the woods. It wasn't a pack. It was just one, and it seemed to be following us. My buddies and I pretty much brushed it off. We've been on hikes quite a few times in different areas of Washington and Idaho. But still, that doesn't decipher what the hell was following us, because the grunt noises and the howling just kept coming no matter how far along on the trail we went on. The noises got louder, so whatever it was following us, and it was getting closer. After a while, we started to kind of get a little worried. You know, in all honesty, we're all in our mid-20s. There's not terribly too much that would really freak us out. But these noises were getting louder, more consistent, and they sounded angry. Nothing else happened for the remainder of our hike, as after a while, we eventually made it back to our car. I'm not gonna lie to you and make up some story about how I saw this huge werewolf just come out of nowhere. We never saw it. We just heard it. It was following us. Creeping. I have a funny feeling. The only reason why it probably didn't attack was for the fact that there was three of us. If I were to have been hiking alone, or any one of us for that matter, it may have attacked. Last year, I was out in the woods with my family camping. I will not disclose where we were camping, but I will say it was somewhere in eastern Texas. We were having a great time as a family together. We don't believe in RV camping, so we had three different tents, as there was a total of eight of us. On one particular night, after dinner, we were all gathered around the fire pit telling ghost stories and singing along to some camp songs from back in the day, as a couple of us in the group had spent a good portion of our childhood in the Boy Scouts. Only two kids remained. The other three had already went to bed as it was past midnight at this occurrence. So outside of that, it just leaves myself, my wife, and my cousin. Soon after, some time has passed by, and the kids that were trying to hang with the adults eventually give up and go to sleep in their tents, leaving just the three adults around the fire at this point.
When all of a sudden, we start hearing these weird noises behind us.
It was some kind of groaning noise somewhere off in the distance. I couldn't figure out what it was. None of us could. We just all got quiet around the fire and just listened. Then we started hearing movement. Whatever was making those grunt noises was running around in the woods somewhere around our campsite. It was totally freaking us out. It seemed like it was going back and forth from behind us to in front of us on all angles. We thought it was just a wild coyote or something of that nature, until we caught a glimpse of that silhouette in the distance.
When we heard a snapping sound, we all darted our heads to the left, and that's when we saw this large silhouette of something. Something too big to be any kind of wolf or coyote. Something that was standing upright on its back legs. It just stood there. And at that very moment, I noticed that all the weird movement noises had stopped, verifying that this silhouetted creature in the distance was the one making those sounds. For a moment, I remember we didn't say a word. We were too shocked for words. Then, I remembered what my grandpappy told me years back when I was a child. If there's a bear or some kind of animal in the distance by your tent, just bark like a dog and scream like hell, and usually it'll startle it off. So, that's what I told my wife and cousin to do. It took a few seconds for that to register in their brains as they were still kind of shocked looking at the silhouette. At the count of three, we all jumped out of our lawn chairs, started screaming and barking and waving our arms rapidly in the air. The thing darted off. It completely just disappeared behind the blackness of the trees. It worked. I was surprised it did. We stayed up for primarily the rest of the night, debating, should we just pack up and wake up the kids and leave? Or do we leave in the morning? There was no way we were going to stay there the rest of the weekend, knowing that there was some type of creature out in those woods. I was hiking in the woods by myself in central Arkansas a few years back when I was in high school. It wasn't really much of a hike. It was more like a shortcut back home from a friend's house. It was only about a 15-minute walk through the woods to get back to my neighborhood. I didn't have a car, as I was only 15 at the time. I've been through these woods so many times that I have lost count. Usually, I'm not always alone, though. It always seems to be a little bit creepy when you're alone, especially if you're walking it during the night. I don't recall every little bit and piece of the situation, but I do remember walking home from a friend's house after we were watching some movies. It was a Thursday night, and we still had school in the morning, so I was not allowed to sleep over. I don't recall what time it was, but it was already dark outside. I knew I was going to be in trouble nonetheless because my mom told me I needed to get my butt home, and I did not obey her text message because the movie had not yet finished. While I was walking through the woods, I started hearing the weirdest noises. The noises of grunts and moans and snapping twigs. I did not know what direction it was coming from, but I knew it was somewhere pretty close by. While these noises were occurring, all other noises that were pretty normal for the woods had ceased. All other noises were completely silent while this noise of whatever it was making its presence known. It was really freaking me out. One, it was already dark outside, and two, I was alone. I started walking at a faster pace. I knew I wasn't terribly far from exiting the woods and back into my suburbs. I kept walking and walking, almost at a steady jog at this point. My heart was beating out of my chest. My hair stood on end. I knew I was being tracked, followed, hunted. Me being just a small little scrawny 15-year-old boy, I didn't stand a chance against anything half my size in the woods. I knew I needed to get the hell out of the woods as quickly as possible. It didn't take me long to go into full sprint. I heard that last snap and it sounded like it was several feet behind me. I didn't dare look back. It was so loud. It made me flinch and I just sprinted as fast as I could. Eventually, I made it towards the wood line and I got the hell out of those woods. Completely out of breath, running onto the grass near the pavement, I took one last glimpse behind me and that's when I saw the glowing eyes of this black silhouette in the tree line. I couldn't see its full figure, but I could see the outline of this giant creature. The eyes were glowing some sort of dark reddish color. It didn't pass the trees. It never fully exposed itself visibly to me. I never understood why it never continued to chase me. It never did leave those woods. I am born and raised in Central Florida. Aside from the weather, there are quite a few different animals you need to worry about. Alligators to start off with, that and poisonous snakes. There are a lot of dangers in Florida that a lot of people take for granted. The locals know, and they are adapted to the environment. Aside from the skunk or swamp ape, giant hogs, sea devils, mega alligators, and giant boa constrictors, that's just to name a few. But what I encountered was something else, something I didn't really believe in until it happened to me. I encountered a dogman. I was pretty much a skeptic, even though a lot of people believe in the swamp ape. I never really did. I always believed if there was a Bigfoot, he wouldn't be roaming around in the swamps. He'd be out in the mountains somewhere, chilling in some cave. I was on a dirt private road. It wasn't my road, but it was a shortcut to get to the main town. I lived in a medium-sized city, if you want to call it a city, but it wasn't super small by any means, but it wasn't like Orlando or anything of that nature. This dirt path was not any type of walking path. This was a road that cars would drive on periodically to get to some of the houses in the backwoods. You could say that I lived out in the sticks. While I was walking on this dirt path, I heard the sound of movement, shuffling noises in the woods behind me on the right-hand side. I did not pay it any mind at first, but then I realized that the sounds just kept coming periodically, like every few seconds. Something was indeed following me, or at least that's how it seemed. Every few seconds I would stop and turn around, hoping that I could catch a glimpse of whatever was in those sticks. But each time I would turn around, I would see nothing there. Sometimes, not knowing what's following you is more terrifying than knowing what is. My heart started the race and I started to panic. Behind me, I noticed that one of my neighbors was driving up the dirt road heading in my direction. I swiftly started running backwards in the direction of my house towards that truck. While I was in full sprint, that's when I heard the snarling growls of some kind of dog-like creature. It wasn't a coyote, because those are just wild dogs, and I know how they sound. It wasn't a wolf either. I've never even seen a wolf before. After a few seconds, I reached the truck. He stopped, asked why I was looking so frantic, and if I wanted to ride back home. I told him yes, and I tried to explain to him what the hell I was hearing outside. He turned around and drove me back to my house, as he's friends with my parents. Ever since that occurrence, I have been very cautious to my surroundings, especially when it's near the swamps. I won't lie and say that I never went down that dirt road again, as I have to, it's the only way in and out of the area where we lived. But I never went back on foot. I've taken my bike until I got my learner's permit. I never did have another occurrence. I'm thankful for that. I'm thankful for my neighbor coming when he did, unexpectedly but perfect timing nonetheless, because I don't think I would have made it to town or back home on foot, not with something out there close by. And whatever it was that was in those woods was following me, and God knows what it wanted. Well, I hope that you guys enjoyed the terrifying dogman encounters in the woods tonight. Make sure you like, comment, and subscribe. Consider joining the channel, becoming a full-fledged member, and joining the Dark Forest family. Also, you could become a patron. My information will be in the description box down below. Now, go to sleep.